You're listening to Boy Neil on House of MNSN Radio.
Well, we're back. Another thing I want to just share tonight was something that I heard. Actually, it was an article that was published January 8th. And it's just, and the reason I want to bring this up and talk about it is I noticed a thing really, and you find it with a younger generation, and I know some personally, that they kind of have the feeling when it comes, and this is the discussion of STDs and all that, they really don't have to worry about it because, you know what, they just go to the doctor and they get medicated for it, and it's all fine and it goes away, so no big deal. You know, I'll just go in and get a shot and I'll be fine. And it's scary to think that because recently this just came out, and I'll read the article. It says, the only remaining oral antibiotic used for gonorrhea failed to cure the infection in nearly 7% of patients treated at a clinic in Toronto. Canadian researchers said that Monday in the first published study, the treatment-resistant gonorrhea in North America. It's amazing now because some of these diseases, like gonorrhea now, is developed a resistance to the treatment that you normally give for it. What so is these it? Kids got to realize. So there's one left, which is that massive shot, which is, I guess, the same thing you get for syphilis, which I guess is, like, horrible.
Okay.
That's right now the only known antibiotic that will kick gonorrhea out of your body if you get it.
Well, the thing is, too, is that a lot of them go back 3 months later again because they got reinfected again.
Right.
So, and you know that antibiotic, you use the one particular antibiotic for that particular thing. Mm-hmm. Once that's been in your system, it's not going to work again.
Yeah.
A lot of people are being a little stupid.
And it's mainly the young ones, I hate to say it. The younger people, and I think it's just that generation that the doctors can cure anything. They can fix anything, and they really can't. And I saw a great article on, or a post somewhere, I think a post on Facebook about, so you think it's fine, it won't be a big deal if you get HIV? Are you ready to write a check to your local drugstore for $18,000 a year for the medication you're going to need for the rest of your life? I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's a lot. And I think somehow the younger people got to be reeducated that they got to be a little more careful and a little more safe. Because, honestly, I didn't see it either, and I don't think you did either, Master, the original scare of HIV when there were no meds for it, and they didn't know anything about it, and people were dying left and right.
Oh,
It would turn to AIDS, and
yeah.
I missed that too, but that scare, the current generation doesn't even know what that scare was about. You know, I came in at the end of it, and I would go to the bars, and they'd be talking about, did you know this person who died, and I didn't know any of them. But they were just listing, like, oh, yeah, the 1 week I had six friends die in 1 week.
It's fucked up.
It was fucked up. And
it was hard.
It was very hard. I can't imagine living through that. But now it's gone the other turn because it's like, oh, well, you get HIV. You just go to the doctor and they put you on meds and you're okay.
but they
really think that, though.
You know what? And I agree with you on that. I do.
It scares me. And I don't know how you get it through their head to re-educate them on this stuff. And that's why when I heard this on the radio, I believe. I did. I heard it on the radio on the way back from Cleveland Clinic because I was going to get a checkup. And I heard him talking about this article that there's now a resistant form of gonorrhea, which is crazy. But we just have to always think about those things and be careful on who we're going to be with. And I think the real key is know who you're going to be with more than anything.
But I mean, we all know, we've all done it.
Oh, we all
have. A lot of times, it's not knowing who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
It's that chase, whatever. Fine, do the chase, whatever. Just think about it. With that chase, you'll be chasing something else for quite a while after.
The risks you're
taking. That's going to last longer than the sex period.
Yeah, exactly. The sex experience.
I mean, you know, it's. I mean, it's crazy.
We see it. We were at the bars last night. It was funny, or this weekend, or really Saturday at the. You saw people trying to hook up at the bars that were just so wasted. They were to wake up with people they never even knew who they were.
Well, that one guy,
with.
I'm like, is he stoned or is he just
toasted.
Drunk? And he just kind of was like,
the one that was doing the line dancing in the middle of the bar, the one that was.
That one was really wasted. But yeah, it's funny what you do, and I've done it too. I'm just as guilty, but. I mean, it's just we just got to remind ourselves to be careful because things can really, really change your life forever. And if we can protect ourselves a bit, we do. Or just be aware of the risks that you take when you do it. So, but that's really it. And to talk a little bit more, you know, back on the family, and I think, too, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens at Claw with the new person and all that stuff. And how
new
he
person.
Reacts. With the one that's going to be...
Oh, but Robert? Well,
for
not,
Robert.
Not,
not
he's
new
not
person,
new to the scene by any stretch
to,
of the imagination.
No, to actually a 24/7 situation. I think that's a great opportunity for somebody to learn. And that's where I think... That's why I like the Claw event. If some of you listening have never been to Claw, I like it more than anything because it's also very educational. They want to always keep that event educational so people get... They can learn about the leather lifestyle and what it's about, and they can see different parts of it. Honestly, and I don't know, what would you guys say the percentage of people that are actually living the life versus those that it's just a good time to go and play in leather are?
At Claw?
Even at that event. Clawmore is probably a higher percentage of
no,
real people than most
events.
I'd probably
say 60%, 50, 60%.
Are real?
I mean, really, I mean, how many people do we know that live the leather lifestyle 24/7?
And you've got some experience when you were Eastern Canada Leather Sir. You went to a lot of events. I've heard a lot of the other events, the percentage of... It's more play than it is life.
Well, yeah, a lot of people look
forward.
Did you find
that true?
Of course, they look forward. It's their fucking meeting weekend. It's like the gay pride of
where's this? You're
whatever.
Saying
whatever. A like, lot of like IML and NAL.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of people. They just go and spend thousands.
It's just a play weekend. Play
yeah,
in leather.
They go and
dress
spend
up
thousands
and play in leather.
I mean, we saw it a couple of years ago. These two young twinks. They went into the market, the leather market, and one's wearing a lock.
Oh, fuck, that was hysterical.
And then the other one's got, oh, I mean, their boat had pieces and go, oh, we're going to be hot. And we heard them saying, oh, fuck, we're going to pick up tonight. We're going to look real good. And somebody stopped the kid and go, do you know you got, yeah, isn't it hot? Well, that means you're taken, so nobody's going to pay.
No one's going to touch you.
Exactly.
And you're wearing that and a mirror cap.
Yeah,
you know, it was like, oh, really? Shit. And the guy just spent $80 on, you
on
know.
On this lock and this chair.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are certain events that are club scenes, if you would say. Mm-hmm. And then there's some events that are the true core people. And I do love, that is the one thing I like to take the time. If I see something, I mean, if the person didn't stop that kid, I would like to say, do you know what that means? Like, I did it in Toronto. A friend of mine, his boyfriend was buying him a mirror cap. And they're holding it this way and this way.
Oh, that drove me nuts that time.
And I just took it from their hand. I go, wait a minute. I go, yes, to you maybe it's just a leather baseball cap type thing.
Right.
But this actually means something.
And you're disrespecting
it. So if you're going to wear it, have a little bit of pride about it. Never touch the rim. Make sure that the rim, the nice polished thing, there's no fingerprints on it. Keep it under your arm if you take it off and so forth. And he looked at me and I go, yes, all these things mean something.
Correct.
And I was glad at the same time, that was not the reason why I did it, but one of my judges who judged me when I went for the contest for Eastern Canada Leather Sir, I noticed him looking at me, and I just finished talking to the guy, and then when I finished, I just looked over, and he just looked at me and smiled and gave me a wink, and I went, he goes, good job. I said, thank you, you're welcome.
That's why I think it's funny you two are so different, what a dynamic, because you'll do that. You'll slow down and talk to him.
I just
Master will just fucking whack him upside the head. What the fuck are you on?
Well, it was like
your fucking hat off. Are you a sir? Who gave you that right to wear a sir cap? Do you know what that means? And the poor will go, no, I don't have a fucking clue. Now get it off. No,
like,
not
oh no. Okay,
no.
Last night
no.
This
never,
poor
sir.
Friendly guy.
That pissed me off.
That you had no reason actually
you
to get
you
had
out.
No reason to touch me.
The guy is in a bar promoting HIV testing, being friendly, vaccine about
vaccine?
An education.
I don't give a fuck what it was for.
No, but he's being friendly. He's doing a job, and that's the thing. You forget that you have to remember that people don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't have the right to suddenly back away and freak out like a cat on a hot tin.
Now, I did not back away, number one.
Oh, no.
I turned and I stared at his hand shoulder.
No, you did a Lady Gaga movie. What?
Lady Gaga?
Oh! It was the shoulders went backwards, and he backed away, and he almost went, I know you did not just touch my shoulder.
I didn't. I made him take his hand off of me.
I will admit he was a little bit better, though, when we were at Q, because he spotted, too, there's some stalker freaks that... I mean, I used to work in the bar business, so everybody knows me.
You're
still
so dramatic. You just blow things so out of proportion.
I would have to tell him when a stalker freak was coming my way,
oh, like
checking
the big
me out.
Tall black guy
he
from
jumped
last
in
night?
Between, right? I mean, he instantly like, grabbed me and threw me in his lap, and then they disappeared. But then
there were other guys from before.
But then I will have to say something. So you did better because there were other old friends that I hadn't seen in ever, and they just come running up to give me a hug.
That one guy.
And you didn't like. Normally, in the past,
I couldn't
you would
get
have
to you.
Flipped out and like you would have thrown him to the ground. What the fuck are you doing? Give him a hug. But you are much better. This I will say, Master. You are much better.
You only have one person.
No, then you missed it. There was three.
I only saw the one, and
you stopped.
You turned and you looked at me. And went. That used to be the owner of this bar. Blah, 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 and then you just went on for about 3 minutes explaining whom it was.
Right. But anyway, so yeah, we have a different thing on the hugs and all sometimes. But when you used to work in a bar, everybody hugs you.
That's fine.
That's just the
you don't
way
work
it was,
in a bar
sir.
Anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
So there you go.
I know. But it was kind of funny.
I mean, at least ask. Don't just come up and grab something. It always has bugged me.
But at
it
least you will say about
wherever.
You will say about the tall black dude anyway that is
he stayed away last night.
It took he did
because
not
he was
come.
Like smiling yeah. and looking, and then as soon as I put him on my lap, he realized.
Whoop,
oh yeah, and he left the bar.
Yeah, he did, sir. So. Well, yeah, you had kind of let him go. You went off on him like 3 months before, or four, a long time ago.
We both did. Account. So was Sir Rick was there, too.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, yeah, but the whole point is if you go up and you put your arm on somebody and they look at you and then look at your arm on them, don't you think it'd be smart enough to take your arm off?
Yeah, you think you would.
Some people are a little slow.
That's all, Master.
And again, it's not my fault. No,
so
my problem.
You educate them.
I did. I was not rude to him. I was not ignorant.
Well,
I missed it,
so I didn't see that one, man.
I wasn't there yet.
That was before I got there.
What? I was not.
Which one?
The one with the arm around him.
The guy
but
that
it's
works
really
for.
Funny, though, because you got to see it. I mean, you know, Master Noel suddenly, his handshake is
the
not
Lady
this
Gaga.
Way.
It's like this.
Yeah. And it's like the.
He did the Lady
the
Gaga.
The shoulders, you know, because.
Off, right?
The shoulders goes back, and he's. Stands on his tippy toes trying to just.
It's like he's like those chickens.
Again, so fucking
he's
dramatic.
Like those chickens that puff up their chest. What's the name of that chicken?
Weesh.
Yeah. They puff up their chest and all, and they look all tough.
I don't have to puff my chest up.
Wow.
And on that note,
we're going to take another break. We'll be right back.